This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff No One Ever Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And we are back with our happy hour edition of watching Sex and the City together, as it is Annie's first time and my probably 200th time. Unless I didn't like this episode, then I bypassed it. I think I did. This might have been an episode I would bypass because there is a situation that embarrasses me a lot that I'm like, no, super cringe, I hate this.
Okay.
So there is one that I will be like, might even turn red. But yes, as a happy hour, of course, we would tell you if you're drinking, drink responsibly. Whatever you're doing, be responsible. Take care of yourself. Do what you need to do to get to that good space without harming you or your anyone around you.
Yes.
Right? We're not sponsored by anything currently.
We're not even mentioning anything.
Yeah, we're not mentioning anything, but like as of now, we did mention a product in the last one that was sponsored by them. Products placements.
That's true. I've noticed a lot of these shows have more, you know, when you get older and you watch something you watch as a kid and suddenly you're like, oh my gosh, there's product placement everywhere.
Right. You know what I've discovered? And I know we're not talking about it. All the K-dramas have very specific brands and I think it's hilarious. But anyway, there's some surprising product placements on these.
Yep.
They're not necessarily sponsoring us.
I'm getting more and more outraged by this.
But yes, we are back and we are in season two. We are at episode 13. If you are coming along in this, we are beyond the halfway point. So we're trekking, I guess, at this point pretty well. Can you give us a review of the past episodes?
Well, the season started with Carrie trying to recover from breaking up with Big. And in our last episode, here we are again. She has broken up with him. He may or may not be moving to Paris. She decided the relationship wasn't good for her and she was staying in it because she liked pain, I guess. Miranda has broken up with Steve. So she's gone on some interesting dates since then that involved kind of an exhibitionist in Will Arnett. We've got Charlotte still looking for the one and really not striking out. In that regard. And then we've got Samantha, who is still kind of, you know, living her best New York life and having wonky storylines. I like the word wonky.
It's a good word. It's a good word. Okay. Very nice. Very
nice.
Now, this episode's title is called Games People Play. Can you give us what you think is happening in this episode?
Games people play. This is so funny because we were just talking about how bad I am at this. And the first episode of season two was Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And that turned out to be some kind of pun about balls that I wasn't anticipating. But it's the same situation, right? Carrie's trying to get back in the game, yes. The dating game.
Yes.
And I would guess, and once again, I'm sticking with my vague estimation of what might happen.
So you're being an average student.
They're going to, thank you. That's about where I am. They're going to go to a club scene, and there are going to be a lot of conversations about like how the power plays in relationships and the games people play in relationships, and probably because I should learn my lesson from that episode, take me out the ball game. There's probably some other, pun that's or something that's real on the nose that I'm not guessing. That's it.
And there we are. Okay. Good guesses.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and jump into it.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
For Big, I really do, because if you think about it, the best thing that ever happened to him. Actually,
the best, and also the conversation. I've heard these two. Like, I feel sorry for him.
It's, I will say, one of the big breakups I had, I was obsessed and I could not stop analyzing what went wrong with the relationship. She's doing something different. She's justifying it and like talking about how amazing she is compared to him.
Right,
and I'm glad. But my response was, what was wrong? And I would like. Analyze everything. And I'm actually surprised my friends didn't tell me to shut up.
It's funny, as the friend though, a lot of times you're like, you say it.
That's right. You're so right. It was him all along.
And in the back of your head, you're like, oh, I wonder if they're going to get back together.
Yeah. I can't say anything too much.
Right.
What?
All right, who's going to tell her?
What?
Honey, you're obsessed with talking about Big, and frankly, we can't take it anymore.
It's out of our league.
What is this, an intervention?
There we go.
Yes. Stop her before she obsesses again.
Isn't part of the whole breaking up process that you get free rein to whine to your friends?
Of course you do. But maybe you should think about whining to a shrink.
Why should I pay someone when we can talk for free and then go get a drink?
It is true. That is one of the best parts of breakup, is you kind of have this period where you're like,
yeah.
Bring me the ice cream.
Right. Comfort me. Yeah. But then, like, she was nonstop.
Right.
To the point that you're like, okay.
Right.
At this point, you do have a time limit.
Right.
And also, this is round two.
Right.
After they told you not to get back together with him.
Mm-hmm. It is strange when you break up with somebody who was a big part of your life.
Yeah.
And even if you don't want to think about it, you're like, well, they're out there
living their life and may probably okay already dating someone. Oh, man. The level of stalkery with, like, me going through their Instagram to see who are they hanging out with now? Who is right. that girl? I will kill you. I'm just kidding.
But you can't watch their stories because then they know.
They know. Yeah. And then the accidental light, the accidental light, and the panic. I've done that. I've done it.
Me too. Me too.
Soon, Miranda found herself with a nightly playmate.
This would creep me out. Why would you not immediately close the shades when if you see someone looking into your apartment?
A man who's just staring in.
Yeah.
And doesn't, like, look away when you clearly make eye contact and kind of flee.
I understand why you see a shrink, you know, because you're always in your head. But I'm fine. I am functioning. Besides, I don't really, to be honest, I just don't buy the whole shrink thing.
There was an interesting thing I've noticed in the 90s where there was a lot of, like, bad talk about therapy.
Yeah.
And lawyers.
Yeah. But yeah. This is definitely one of those moments of, like, mental health was not looked
right.
on in a well-mannered way.
It was looked down on.
Yes, and made fun of.
Yes.
But it's very ableist, obviously.
Right.
You were playing games.
No, he was. I was just along for the ride.
And what about you?
See, I do.
Was this the first time?
My experience
dating,
I also felt that way, though. It's like I didn't know what.
Yeah.
The signals were, or what was happening. And then all of a sudden, we're having a huge fight. I'm like, oh my God. I didn't know you wanted me to be jealous.
Right, which is odd.
Yeah. Maybe I've dated men who were wrong for me, but who hasn't?
But the thing they have in common is you.
The slow speak.
Mm-hmm.
Such a stereotypical idea of a therapist.
I know. So, I do feel like, and I would love if anybody who is a therapist wrote in, I do feel like a lot of their depictions in shows like this, I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's so irritating. Yeah.
Slim pickings out there. You can't swing a Fendi purse without knocking over five losers.
The Fendi purse.
The great guys, though.
Oh, I would be so out of my league. I would have no idea what's going on.
That whole conversation. There are moments where we've talked. I've had a group of friends. We talked about relationships, and I was like, this does feel like Sex and the City, but not as funny.
Oh. That's true.
Yeah.
Sports night. Every female's fantasy.
Sports night.
A room full of captive heterosexual men.
I would walk out immediately. I'm like, this is a rapey situation. I'm leaving.
Yes.
Sorry also, in advance for saying that. Or
gay women exist. Also.
Yes.
And also, yeah, they had a real frat bro vibe.
No.
Not a way that I found appealing.
No. Look, this is where I would never want to go.
No.
Especially if they're screaming at the TV. You already know this is... I don't want to see this.
I and this is also because I'm not super into sports, but I wouldn't want to meet a guy at a sports bar.
Yeah.
If it happened naturally, okay. But if I, like... I'm not going to the sports bar to meet a guy.
Definitely not a thing.
Mm-mm.
What's a sports bar? Like, I'm trying to think specifically of the bars that I've gone to.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, that we have places where they'll do screenings of specific games because mm-hmm. it's important. So mm-hmm. World Cup stuff, Super Bowl stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and again, they'll be like, it's the home team, so we're going to play it, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. But they're not considered sports bars.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I know of... Because, like, even not sponsored, Taco Mac, is that considered a sports bar?
I would say that's a sports bar.
Okay.
Which, to embarrass myself, that's where I went for my 21st birthday. Because they had the beer passport thing.
Well, you also have a very interesting generic bar.
Yeah,
like, places for your birthday. Applebee's, Kroger bar?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. A literal grocery store that has a bar in it
yeah.
for your birthday. I'm like, what is this?
It was a fun birthday.
I get you.
Again, all not no sponsors.
No sponsors.
Not currently.
Here.
No. They're like, please, we don't want to be a sponsor.
Right.
That's it. Go
so, Sam met a man at a sports bar.
Excuse me, but
Oh, and now she's into sports.
Who is Marcus?
Marcus can be Knicks forward. Now that Ewing's been injured, he really needs to pull it out.
And when did we start caring about basketball?
Don is obsessed. I don't get laid unless the Knicks win. And can I just say...
We've talked about this, too. I have a friend who I'm like, oh, I can tell you're dating someone new.
Yeah.
Because your likes have changed.
You've made... You picked up some new hobbies that you've never cared about before.
And you, if you break up, you won't care about them anymore.
Never again.
Yes! Yes!
So she only gets laid when his team wins.
Go! Have sex, go.
That's okay. That's the thing that was on the nose.
Yeah. Ow.
Sorry.
I'm getting beaten.
All over town, people were getting lucky. Seth and I were having a great first date at coffee shop.
Oh, and what about the plant?
Oh, I know. She always has a.
It would be so strange to date somebody. Who's going to your therapist?
It would be. I have two friends who go to the same therapist, and they talk about her, but not to this level. It's more of like how amazing she is and how they called each other out. But like, I've always thought that's kind of odd.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you could do it with friends. And
if you really like that therapist, that makes sense. You would recommend them.
Right.
Technically, you and I went to the same therapist. Like, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But we never talked about her, other than us saying, man, she has a handful with the both of us.
Later that week, Miranda went shopping for dinner.
Oh, is it happening?
Yes, it's happening. My cringe part.
The embarrassment.
My face is already turning red.
Oh, my. I can't imagine what it is. Oh, my God.
I always fast forward through this, too.
Oh, well, I'm
shopping
happy to be here for you.
Shopping quickly devolved into a game of hide-and-seek.
Oh, they're having an actual game? I knew it was going to be on the nose.
Yeah, I was waiting. There's several games, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's always, you got to pick out the four.
Yeah.
So there's usually one for each character.
It's true. At least four characters,
Hi.
Whether it's the same four.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd be an adult here come over and introduce myself. Hi. I'm Miranda.
Oh,
you know,
the cringe.
Oh my gosh.
Across the air shaft.
Oh yeah, right. You're the girl who lives above the guy I've been cruising.
Oh.
Miranda realized she was still playing with an imaginary friend.
Imaginary
just
friend.
Just like she did when she was five.
Oh.
The
and
next
run
day,
away.
She called her shrink for an emergency session.
Run away. Drop your groceries. Run away.
Change your name.
Oh, so bad.
Move like, out.
How embarrassing would that be? Because it happened for like days.
Yep. Oh, that's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, that's my word. I'm like, oh,
that's
no.
That's like when you accidentally wave at somebody.
Yep.
Because you think they're waving at you, but they're waving at the person behind you.
Yep.
But like 100
times, 100 times more because she showed a boobie.
Yes.
And watched him undress.
We have all the classics here. Clue, Parcheesi, and Twister.
Literal game.
It was the seventh grade.
Damn it. I knew it. I
you
just
didn't.
I didn't know how to put it. I didn't know how it would manifest, but I knew it.
I was like, when you were saying, I was like, no, it's board games.
Gosh darn it. I haven't learned my lesson.
It's been a long time since I played Twister. I feel like I would break something.
I used to love Twister.
I did not. Because it was tiresome. Like, I would just pretend like I would fall because I didn't want to be touching people. I'm like, I'm done. Also, how do you play with two people? It's, like, super difficult.
It is. I guess that's a big trope, too, of, like, turning a game into something sexual. Like a
of
board
course.
Game or a poker.
Yeah, the sexualizing all the things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend of mine who was playing Monopoly.
Oh, no.
And she said she was playing with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And she told, I don't know if they were playing with friends, though. And when she was like, I'll give you a blowjob if you'll sell me this property.
Oh, that's some dedication.
Yeah, we were like, that is unnecessary.
Wow.
She committed.
Monopoly gets serious.
That's one way to because bargain.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Yeah, definitely the nose. There are several. Peekaboo, hide and seek. Mm-hmm.
Board game sports.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's in the description for this episode, it says Charlotte joins a bridge club. I don't remember any of that. Was that a thing?
I don't recall.
Maybe she said it. I don't know. I was like, because I was looking at the description before. I was like, what? I don't remember this. I remember Sam dating a dude who was really into sports.
Mm-hmm.
But did not remember that. So maybe Charlotte did. Maybe she mentioned it.
Maybe.
Maybe we were talking too much.
Yeah.
I missed that part. But there you go. Yes. Definitely games people play. So you did get that part.
Yeah.
It is very literal.
I feel like I'm working, like I'm trying to work up here, like high functioning.
And you were really like seeing too many meanings in here. And I really want to be like, this is Sex and the City. They love puns as much as you do. Okay. So go lowbrow here.
Okay. Maybe the next one is the one. I'm going to get it halfway through season two.
Again, remember, Carrie loves puns.
Okay.
That's her whole thing.
Okay. Okay.
So stick to that.
All right.
And also rom-com, sitcom.
Okay. All right.
I always remember the Miranda scene and being so embarrassed by that whole situation that I'm like, nope, this is the one that I cringed the most on.
I mean, that it was pretty brutal. Yeah,
especially his dismissal, because you can't imagine what he saw
right
when she did that, like, because he didn't, like, he can't tell her to stop because it looks like he's telling that dude to stop, like
And she's probably some funny story that they're like telling. Oh no.
Poor Miranda.
I know. I mean, what do you do?
What do you move? Yeah. You move immediately. But she bought that apartment, so
oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I think it's kind of funny. Again, this is one of those like outdated, like, therapy is not bad. This was definitely a trope, the entire thing. The whole, like, having a therapist to have a therapist to have a therapist being trendy as well. It did kind of like, oh, yeah. Hopefully they get out of that. Does she ever go to therapy again? I don't think so.
That was it?
That was it. I'm trying to think of any of the seasons that she should have.
Well, it feels like it kind of fluctuates things like this between, like I said, in the 90s, early 2000s, it was very, you know, make jokes about therapists and people who go to therapy. And then it kind of became like, well, rich people, of course, I've got my like three therapists and they're on speed dial and like that kind of trope as well. So I don't know.
And then you had the whole, did you ever see What About Bob? Classic. What About Bob is essentially this dude who has severe hypochondria, all the things. Again, very ableist, very problematic. But the therapist, who is played by Richard Dreyfuss, his whole thing is being famous because he writes a book. And then that trope was huge about only the therapist, the best therapist, writes books and are like acclaimed because they write articles. And this is their whole thing. And if you're really good at therapy, you've done this huge like breakthrough types and styles type of trope, which I'm like, I don't know if I can name a one.
No, I can name some books that were written kind of by people in that space.
Right. I think we talk about specific therapists that, like, we're like, oh, like, just talking about religious trauma, we now know that that was coined by a therapist. So we're like, yeah, that's cool. But, I don't think that's the entirety of the industry. I would guess. Tell me if I'm wrong, y'all. You just need to be published. But, yeah, I thought there's very specific tropes about that. That's like, that doesn't make sense in reality.
Yeah. And then there's also like the trope of the therapist who really needs a therapist but doesn't have one.
Oh, and then it gets dark where the therapist always has a relationship with the hot person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a fan fiction thing?
I mean, everything's a fan fiction thing.
Oh, we've thought of so many like therapist tropes.
We have. That's
surprising.
There's a lot. I recently, as you know, I went on a kind of a creature feature disaster movie weekend where I watched a lot of like 90s, 2000s movies. And I noticed this very thing where they were kind of very dismissive of therapists.
Yeah. I would say that I think, again, growing up in my household, it wasn't until I left my home. So not during this time that I went to therapy and I had to explain to my parents why I was going to therapy. And they're like, okay. And they didn't totally get it until like people, like the other people that were close to went to therapy. They're like, oh, okay, maybe this is necessary.
Right.
So like there's a whole lot of stuff that are like, yeah, it takes a minute to understand what kind of therapy instead of just like, because this also goes into not that this is wrong. You should definitely if you're bothered, but like the typical breakup. It doesn't, like, it's a big deal, but at the same time, it's treated very flightily.
Like, it's kind of a lesser...
Yeah, like, it's just a joke. I'm like, I have man problem. You know, that type of, like, trope where they use it that way, which if that's how you need it, you need therapy that way, then cool. Then understanding, like, trauma. And, like, the level of, like, therapy for that is a little different and requires something differently.
Right. And yeah, I mean, breakups can be very traumatic, especially if you've been with somebody a long time. They've been a big part of your life. And I think that is one of the issues that a lot of people, and I would say a lot of women have around it, is that, you feel like it's not big enough. There's no reason you should go because it's just almost like you're embarrassed by it.
Right. But I mean, this episode also brought out like how privileged it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Also, like that there is that level of privilege. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, it would be nice to have this, and this type of perspective that you could pay for. If they're good. Now, there are bad therapists out there. We know.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. wasn't expecting. We got the solitaire.
You got solitaire in the background. Her outfit even matched the games.
Yeah.
The hide and seek.
Mm-hmm.
We got literal baseball and basketball games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sports bars. Sports bar. It was all the things. I'll give you another C.
Okay. Two.
You got two, three, or four. I think that's all you're collecting. You're the average student. It's fine. And that is okay.
Thank
At least
you.
You're not failing.
All right.
You won't get into a good school, but you'll get into a kind of okay school.
The school of Sex and the City. I would flunk out.
No, you wouldn't. You're fine. You're getting there.
Okay.
I
feel like
you might not get awards, but you're coming through.
All right.
Perfect attendance.
Oh. Well, yeah, I mean, kind of required for this whole thing, but yeah, I'll take that.
And y'all, we will be letting you know when we do our audience listener join in for the finale of this season, which we are slowly coming upon. It's happening.
Slowly, yeah. We are getting there. We are collecting the names. If you've already entered, your name is on there. But we have a little bit more time if you would like to put your name in. You can email us at stephmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at @StuffOneNeverToldYou. We're also on YouTube. We also have a book. You can pre-order it at StuffYouShouldReadBooks.com. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is production by iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.